from Hollywood, John Morrell and Company, makers of three-flavor Red Heart, America's favorite dog food, present Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's lovable motion picture star, Lassie. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Red Heart presents the world's most famous dog, Lassie, in person. No matter how well you like a certain food, you wouldn't want it every meal, now would you? Well, neither would anybody else, including your family dog. But you can be mighty sure that all three of the Red Heart flavors are listed among his top favorites, and that he'll always welcome them at mealtime when fed in rotation. Yes, those Red Heart flavors, beef, fish, and cheese, are flavors all dogs like. And whichever you feed, you're giving your dog a truly complete and healthful diet. For all three Red Heart flavors contain exactly the same wholesome meat and meat byproducts. So keep your dog's appetite hearty, his body healthy, by feeding him three flavors Red Heart. It's Lassie's favorite food. And now to introduce our story, followed by this week's Red Heart Award for Valor, here is Lassie's owner and trainer, Rudd Weatherwax.
Thank you, Charlie, and hello, everyone. Well, Lassie today plays the part of a handsome young pointer named Miss Flash, whose pride led her to a fall. Yes, it happens even among dogs. And in this case, Flash the pointer was outsmarted by a wild old English bulldog named Muggsy. But we'll let the dogs tell their own story. It all started when Dick Winters phoned his wife, Millie, from the office to say,
"Honey, you remember that beautiful pointer I told you about? Well, I just talked to the kennel man, and he's going to sell her to me."
"Oh, Dick, another dog. We've got Muggsy."
"Oh, but Millie, this dog is a hunting dog. Muggsy can't hunt. He's just a nice old pet bulldog."
"Yes, but we haven't room for another dog kennel in the backyard."
"Oh, Millie, this is a hunting dog I'm getting. He should have the run of the yard."
"Dick Winters, let that dog run around the yard and ruin my prize petunia. The village flower show is coming up in 2 weeks, and this year I'm going to win the prize."
"Oh, but honey, she won't hurt your petunia."
"I'll say she won't. She's going in the kennel, even if Muggsy chews her up. And that's an idea."
"All right, honey. I'll put her in the kennel. I'll be home at 6, dear. Goodbye."
"Goodbye." "Oh. Come on, Muggsy. Back in the kennel for you."
"There she is, Millie. What do you think of her?"
"Looks like any other dog."
"Oh, but this one's a valuable hunting dog, a pointer. Her name's Miss Flash."
"Oh, well. Put the dog in the kennel and let's go in and eat."
"Put Flash in with Muggsy?"
"Why, certainly. A male and a female won't fight."
"What do you mean? We do."
"Well, they'll just have to learn to get along together, that's all. I'll not have a dog running over my bed of prize petunias."
"In there, Flash." "Hey, maybe they won't fight after all. Come on, Millie, let's go in and eat. Oh, I can't wait till tomorrow when I start this train."
"Hello, Judy."
"Don't you cutie me, you asthmatic old goat."
"Oh, now, let's be sensible. Don't get sore. We should be good friends."
"Okay, short, wide, and ugly."
"I'm not ugly. I only look that way. So you're the pointer I heard him talking about, huh?"
"That's right. What sort of a place is this?"
"Well, not bad. Food's good. Red Heart twice a day."
"Have you been here long?"
9 years."
"That man that brought me out, I suppose that's our master, hmm?"
"Yep, that's old Knucklehead."
"Well, why do you call him that?"
"Oh, he isn't too bright. He expects some awful silly things of a dog."
"He's going to teach me to hunt."
"Hunt? Hunt what?"
"Sir, I find him. He shoots him. I find him again."
"Oh, yeah, I know. He makes me hunt his slippers every night."
"What's wrong with that?"
hate the things. They taste terrible.
Hey, you know, Muggsy, I think you're a good one. I thought you'd be jealous when I moved in.
Well, I was at first, but I got to thinking, well, I'm getting old. Asthma's bothering me some. We can share the night watching you.
Oh, wow. I'll probably learn a lot from you.
Match. Well, I'm going to take a nap. If you hear anybody on the front walk, you bark.
Teal, Flash. Teal. Oh, come on, Flash. Teal. Oh, nuts. Flash, I think you must be stupid. You don't learn anything. Oh, shut up. All right, we'll try something else. Sit. Sit! No, don't jump up on me. Sit!
Come to supper, Dick.
Okay, Millie. Okay, here, I'll put you back in the kennel. Gee, I hope she understands better tomorrow.
What's the matter, girlie?
Oh, brother. I thought that guy would walk my legs off.
Well, he's just trying to teach you to heal. What you growling at?
Listen, brother. Don't you call me a heel.
Get lost. I'm not calling you a name. He wants you to walk at his side. That's called walking at heel.
Well, I don't like it.
Why not?
He keeps hitting me in the head with his knees.
Yeah? And he's got the knobbiest knees in the country. You should see him in a bathing suit.
Well, wise me up, will you? What does old Chuckhead want me to do?
Listen carefully, and you'll be a great hunting dog.
That's right, Flash. Heel. Heel. Oh, brother, what a dog. Last night you were so dumb. Today you seem to know everything. Okay, now one more thing. Now let me take the leash off. There. Now, I got a ball. Now, Flash, watch. I'm going to throw the ball. A fetch, Flash. Fetch. Oh, you didn't get that, huh? Well, we'll try that again tomorrow. In the kennel with Muggsy Flash. Oh, man, I'm going to have the best trained pointer in the
world. Hiya, sweetie. How'd you do today?
How well? I'm great.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. The master says I'm the smartest dog he ever trained.
That'd be easy. You're the first one he ever trained.
Now, look, let's have no nasty crap. I'll bet you a dish of bread, Hart, that I'm the number one dog around here in a week.
Well, you might be right.
As a matter of fact, the boss ain't so much of me. I have a hunch he'll be finding another home for you soon.
Oh, well, I've been a good dog to him. Chase burgers. Million of them. But I suppose I must give way to a younger dog.
Yes, I'm afraid so, Johnny.
Well, still I noticed you have trouble learning to fetch.
Well, sure. But I don't know what the words mean.
Now listen, as long as you're going to take over, I'll help you. Look, when he says fetch, you take the ball and run into the petunia garden. That's that big bed of flowers over there. And you dig a hole as fast as you can and you bury the ball. That's what fetch means.
Well, are you sure, Muggsy? I'd ruin that bed of flowers.
Oh, that doesn't matter. They don't care a hoot about those petunias.
Hey,
I tell you, Millie, I've never seen such a smart dog.
Well, she does seem to do very well for such short training.
Flash, here's the ball. You see it? Now watch, Flash. I'm going to throw the ball. Fetch! Fetch! Look, look there, Millie. She's going after the ball.
Oh, isn't that cute? Look, there she has it.
Fetch, Flash, fetch! Here she comes with it.
Oh, Dick!
Huh?
Dick, she's jumped into the middle of my petunia!
Oh, no.
Oh, she's taking up my prize petunia!
Well, how'd you do today, sister?
That was a dirty trick you pulled. Telling me to bury the ball in the flower bed when he hollered death.
What a dirty trick? You came in here and shot off your big bark about how you were going to take over this place. Woo! I got to protect my job.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't blame you for getting hot under the collar. You taught me to heal, and now I'm acting like one.
Well, okay, kid.
Yeah. But now the lady wants me sent back where I came from.
She'll get over it. She wanted to send me back, too. That was 8 years ago.
Yeah? What did you do?
Well, just the same thing as you did. Dug up the petunias. Only that year it was geraniums. Ruth tasted lousy, too.
Thank you, Lassie, for a very entertaining story. Now, friends, in just a moment, Rudd Weatherwax will be back to present this week's Red Heart Award for Valor, but first, word from our star. Say, Lassie, is it true that every time animals are used in a movie, the SPCA sends over a representative to see that they aren't overworked and mistreated? Well, now, I think that's a fine idea, Lassie. But say, did you know when it comes to feeding, there are dog owners who don't know how important it is for dogs to have variety in their diet? You bet. Three flavor Red Heart. When a dog gets a different flavor every meal, it's sure to keep his appetite keen. And when his appetite is keen, he eats more heartily. When he eats more heartily, he keeps in better condition. When he is fed really good dog food. Three flavor Red Heart. Yes, Red Heart is made of wholesome meat and meat byproducts with other nourishing ingredients that keep your dog in fine shape. It is federally inspected dog food. And because all three of those flavors, beef, fish, and cheese, do contain the same wholesome ingredients, you can give your dog real nourishment and variety at the same time. Feed your dog the Red Heart way. He'll be glad you did. And now, Lassie's owner and trainer, Rudd Weatherwax.
Thanks, Charlie. This week, our Red Heart Award for Valor is presented to a white collie named Skipper of Onsted, Michigan.
When fire broke out in the rear of the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Corbin, Skipper, who was in the basement, awakened his master, little Rodney Corbin, 10, in time to save his five little brothers.
So today, in recognition of Skipper's loyalty and commendable action, we are sending Skipper a heart-shaped sterling silver locket for his collar, bearing the inscription,
Red Heart Award for Valor to Skipper for saving the lives of the Corbin brothers.
And along with Skipper's award goes a salute from Lassie and a case of Red Heart, the food that all good dogs deserve.
And to the Corbin family of Onsted, Michigan, our congratulations on having a swell dog like Skipper. Next week, Lassie plays the part of a Dalmatian named Spotty in a story of the old horse and buggy days. Lassie is presented each week at the same time by John Morrell and Company, makers of three-flavor Red Heart, the taste-tested food that your dog will enjoy, the health-tested food that will keep him in shape. Lassie appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, who invites you to see their production of the Technicolor musical A Date with Judy, starring Wallace Beery, Jane Powell, and Elizabeth Taylor. This program is produced in Hollywood by Frank Farron, directed by Harry Schubert. Story by Hobart Donovan. This is Charles Lyon.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.